بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى زميت In Abi Ibn Abi Hatim has been cited a marfu tradition according to which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been granted permission to tell you about one of the angels who carry the throne. The distance between his earlobe and his shoulder is so great that a bird would keep flying for 700 years. The train of transmission of this hadith are all excellent and the narrators are reliable. Tafsir Ibn Kathir. How the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam treated his companions. Once Sayyidina Jarir ibn Abdullah al-Bajki radiyallahu ta'ala went to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whose dwelling was full of companions. When the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Sayyidina Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala stand at the doorstep, he looked toward his right and his left, but there was nowhere a place for him to sit. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then took of his sheet, rolled it up, and threw it towards Sayyidina Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala, telling him to sit on it. Sayyidina Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala drew the sheet toward his chest, kissed and returned it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah honor you as you have honored me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when any respectable person of any tribe comes to visit you, then honor him. Some deeds which will save one from certain calamities. Abu Abdullah Hakim al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentioned the following in his book Nawadir al-Usul. Once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to a group of companions who were sitting in the masjid and said to them, last night I saw some strange things. I saw that one of my followers were surrounded by the punishment of the grave. When his ablution came and released him, devils tried to frighten another follower of mine. When his remembering Allah came and rescued him, angels of punishment had surrounded another follower of mine when his prayer came and saved him. Another follower of mine was on the verge of death due to the extreme thirst. Whenever he approached the water, he was pushed away. Then his fast came and gave him to drink until he was satiated. Another follower of mine saw the prophets were sitting in circles. He too wanted to sit, but whenever he was about to do so, he was made to leave. Then his purification bath came, took hold of his hand and made him sit next to me. Another follower of mine was enveloped in darkness from all sides. When suddenly his hajj and his umrah came, brought him forward from the darkness to the light. Another follower of mine wanted to talk to the believers, but they would not talk to him. Then his strengthening the ties of kinship came and proclaimed to him, talk to him. So they talked to him. I saw another follower of mine who tried to ward off flames from his fire when his charity came to cover and protect his face, and it also shaded his head. Another follower of mine had been captured by the angels of punishment when his bidding good and forbidding evil released him and brought him to the angels of mercy. Another follower of mine was kneeling on the ground, and there was a veil between him and his Lord when his good moral character came, took hold of his hand and brought him into the proximity of his Lord. Another follower of mine came, was about to be given his record of deeds into his left hand, when his fear of Allah came and he put his record in the right in front of him. Another follower of mine was standing at the edge of hell, at the edge of Jahannam, when his shivering due to his fear of Allah came and saved him. Another follower of mine was to be thrown face down towards and into hell, when his crying due to the fear of Allah came and his tears saved him. Another follower of mine was stumbling across the bridge of Sirat, when his reciting durood upon me came and took hold of his hand and made him cross the bridge safely. Another follower of mine had reached the gates of paradise, but it was closed. Right then his saying, La ilaha illallah, came and the gate opened for him and made him enter paradise. Qurtubi rahimahullah, when mentioning this hadith, he said, this is a great tradition. In it are mentioned certain deeds which will save one from certain calamities. This is why any good deed we do in this life, don't consider any of them to be small. For something we consider small, it will be so powerful on the day of judgment when we are destined or we are on the way towards destruction and Jahannam, that good deeds of ours come and saves us. So there's no deed that we can do in this dunya that is small. It could be, and we hear so many stories, that the prostitute for giving water to an animal was saved. A person who has lived a life of sin, but that one small action was so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that action Allah entered him into Jannah. So there are certain things that we will do, no consider any good deed you do too small. Because in our eyes, and in the worldly eyes, in the people's eyes, and apparently it might look small. But Allah knows your sincerity. Allah knows what struggles you had to do to help someone else or to do something else that Allah knows that no one else knows. And that action is so beloved to Allah that because of that action, Allah grants you Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength and the tawfiq to do those actions through which we can be protected from the punishment and the wrath of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.